Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're ready for our friend Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. Cheers and jeers. That column becomes available to you. StarTribune.com, Thursday afternoon. We break it down and also get to other topics. How are you today?
Super.
Super. Hi. Super. I cited you earlier this week and said I'm Team Rochelle about Icon, and I'll use the example.
Iconic. Not. I'm okay with Icon.
Oh well, then you're wrong. I'm not a Dave.
I think Iconic is worse, but in the same.
So
sorry,
Lonnie Anderson passes away. I'm very sorry about that. My best.
Not an icon.
Yeah. But she was listed multiple times on networks as a comedy icon.
Nope.
Get out of here.
I mean,
WKRP. Nice show. You know, lasted 4 years. Not that great.
They did have some episodes.
Yeah.
They did have an episode that might be considered iconic.
Yeah, I mean.
You could use that word.
Yeah, the turkey episode is like the one everybody thinks of.
Yep.
And again, I wish Lonnie would have lived another 100 years, okay? But when she's listed repeatedly by network after network as a comedy icon, let's have some standards, please, right?
Well, that's my whole problem with these descriptions is people use them. They're being lazy. You know, they don't want – it's like – it's actually kind of embarrassing to be called an icon. It means they can't think of anything else to say about you. You know, I mean,
right.
If you really had something to say about you, they'd say that instead of just icon.
Here's
what I think.
Here's another example of it. If a radio show host brings on a guest and they say this, Rochelle, the one and only Dave Harrigan.
Oh.
They're really not the one.
No.
They're not the only. You know, it's like the one and only, like a very, very, very few. And then they're so unique, you can actually use your vocabulary to describe them with some powerful and praiseworthy words. But if you're going with the one and only.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're mailing it in. Okay, I'm fired up on this. And to the MAGA crowd out there, text me and try to defend yourself on this one, because I think it's cruel and it's pathetic and it's just pandering to the hate of the MAGA base. Not everybody in the MAGA base, let me be clear about it, but those who are intent on hate. The U.S. Air Force yesterday said it would deny all transgender service members who have served between 15 and 18 years the option to retire early, and would instead separate them without retirement benefits. One Air Force sergeant said he was betrayed and devastated. An Air Force spokesperson told the AP this. Although service members with 15 to 18 years of honorable service were permitted to apply for an exception to the policy, none of the exceptions to the policy were approved. About a dozen senior members had been prematurely notified that they would be able to retire before the decision was reversed. Now, this move came about after the Pentagon was given permission early May by the Supreme Court to move forward the ban on all transgender troops serving in the military. Funny, I think what our military should do is welcome all individuals who would like to be a part of it and would like to be effective. But no, we got to pander to the hate base. And now, after they have served honorably for 15 to 18 years, we're not going to grant you the benefits. This is pathetic. It's awful.
Well, I agree with it. I'm just kidding. No, there's nothing I can really add to that, Chad. It is pathetic. And it's, you know, you talk, especially when you talk about the mega base or the president trying to sort of, they're always kowtowing to the military, talking about, oh, the greatest service, greatest generation. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service. Oh, but not yours.
That's it. And by the way,
bone spurs.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This isn't to say every transgender soldier was amazing. I'm sure there were transgender soldiers which weren't very good, just like there are other members.
Right?
It's everyday life. And this is where he has changed so dramatically, and in his soul doesn't believe it. Because in the 80s, 90s, and aughts, and even early when he was running for the first term, he was like very independent on this and very, you know, you live your life. This, I'm not here for government to get involved. But then he went, whoa, these evangelicals are really looking for somebody as their leader. So I know, me with my multiple marriages and all my sexual harassment suits and all the affairs, I'll be their calling card. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's Mr. Religion, a guy who goes to church just like once a year. And this is just
pandering.
Just pandering and being cruel just to make sure this small percentage says, oh, exactly. That's how God meant it to be, and we should punish these folks. When, by the way, my God is accepting and loving and also feels like if there's a contract, there's a contract. Live up to it.
Well, but it's not. You use the word small percentage. No, this is, you know, this is a deal with the devil, more on the part, I would argue, of the evangelicals who've thrown in with him.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, got him elected. And they're okay with all of these things you mentioned, because as long as you hate the right people, apparently, they're good with it. No, it's one of, books have been written about it. Books will continue. It's one of the more confounding aspects of this era, and just and heartbreaking when you think about it.
It is
for too long.
It's going to be like other parts of our society who were targeted and mistreated and isolated, that at some point, some of those folks, hopefully they're around, are going to look back at the error of their ways and say, what was I doing? Now, some will never do that.
No.
Some will never do that and decide they know the precise way that every single one of us should live our lives. And if we're not doing it, we're inferior to them when we're not.
Well, and the problem here is, what I really don't understand is, you know, we're talking about evangelicals. This is not consistent with the teachings of Christ.
Correct. 100%.
I mean, I'm no student of the Bible. I'm not a very religious person, but I know that much.
Yeah. Acceptance, welcoming. And also, they served in a way that the individuals were granted the honorable discharge, but no, because we got to make sure the evangelicals still believe Trump is the chosen one, we have to be mean just to be mean. It's 16 past 2. More with Rochelle and a lot about cheers and jeers. which is available to you right now, StarTribune.com. Go home at some point today. Maybe you're driving to your cabin. If you are, you're stuck in traffic. You'll arrive in like 9 hours. Then you have to cut the grass. The kids won't want to be there, so that's a separate topic. Your condo, your house, and check out the windows. And to most of us, you're like, eh? They open and shut. That looked pretty good. I could clean them. I could get somebody to clean them. But are they really working in the way they should? And can I tinker with them or can I make major changes? That's why I talk about Pella Windows and Doors, a company 100 years in business this year. And they've celebrated that. And they're still as good as ever. A house, I've told the story many times. I'll tell it again. I was the second owner to the previous house I lived in. And guess what? I was really happy that those folks added Pella Windows and Doors. And when I moved, I made sure the next house would have Pella Windows and Doors. PellaNorthland.com. Free in-home visit to your home, your condo, your cabin. Go to a showroom. Live by Dave in Woodbury, go to Woodbury. Live by me in Plymouth, go to Plymouth. And what an offer this month of August. 72 months, 0% APR, or 20% off your Pella project. Either one is great. PellaNorthland.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jeers. This entire bumper music theme. Jeers. Hot, hot, hot.
It's hot out there. Heat advisor, Chad. Be
fresh,
alert.
Fresh material.
If you're worried about getting hot, just drink some water.
Thank you.
Find air conditioning.
Yes, there we go. Great insight.
Experts have weighed in.
Cheers and jeers with Rochelle. So the man who might be the next mayor of Minneapolis apparently doesn't really pay much attention to the hands-free cell phone law. Rochelle, go ahead and explain.
Well, yeah, this is a pet peeve of mine, to say the least.
Yeah, go ahead.
People, I mean, you know, we see people driving all the time, holding their cell phones aloft. The law says when you're driving, you are not supposed to be holding a cell phone for any reason whatsoever. And Senator Omar Fateh, has been cited twice. in the past year, once last August, and then again in January for talking or not. I guess he claimed he was punching in GPS coordinates on his cell phone. He claimed that to both officers who stopped him, one in Golden Valley, one in Mankato. The second officer, the one in Golden Valley, didn't buy it because he saw the previous citation when the senator was told not to do that, which, of course, I mean, the state, we have a state, there's been campaigns telling people not to text and drive, not to talk and drive, that you have to be hands-free when you're driving. I would think a state senator would be well aware of that, but apparently he either, I assume he's aware, but he is flouting the law for whatever reason, and it is very dangerous.
Well, there's
this is as dangerous as drunk driving.
Yeah, there's no denying the danger. There's also no denying this does not condone it in any way, how commonplace it is. How often? I'm going to leave here at some point in the next hour or so, and if I'm paying attention, I'll see somebody doing it before I get to my house. So a voter who's considering what looks like it might be a very competitive race between the state senator and the mayor, how big of a factor should something like this be? What is your sense on that?
How big of a factor? I guess, Chad, it's one data point that voters can take into consideration. I personally like it when my legislators follow the law. I mean, especially,
so picky.
Again, I know, but this is like, this is not,
I was joking,
this is not a small, I know,
yeah.
This is not a small thing. It happened twice. Do you know how many times? I have to believe these weren't the only two times he did it. I mean,
there's zero chance. There's zero chance for the only two times he's caught. You know, none. Zero.
And it is so dangerous. And it just suggests to me a level of arrogance and disregard for public safety. Now, I don't live in Minneapolis, so I don't need to make that decision. There are plenty of other factors I take into account. But, boy, I don't like the look of it.
All right, let's get to another jeer. And you talk about the politicians. You cite Amy Klobuchar and Angie Craig and others who all of a sudden, hey, it's a Lynx game. It's a Vikings game. Let me pose for the pictures and stuff. And I'm sure for some of these folks, they're sincere. For others, it's just, hey, let me get this on the gram. Let me get this on X because I got to be there with Cheryl Reeve. I got to be there with KOC. What do you want to say about this?
Well, I think that one just struck me, and perhaps it was a little tongue-in-cheek. I mean, I don't know that it's not a hard jeer, but all week long I've been seeing on my feed all these politicians, especially down at training camp. There they are with KOC and Kwesi, you know, smiling. And yesterday I saw pictures of Walls down there. And, of course, I'm sure the Vikings are facilitating this because it behooves them to have good relationships with the politicians for all sorts of reasons.
Sure.
But it was a little tongue-in-cheek because, sure, people like to go to training camp. But I also think, you know, they get special access and a lot of times. And they're standing there with the coaches and GM and they're, you know, schmoozing with the athletes, which most people don't get when they go down there. So it was a little tongue-in-cheek. But
it is. And if you're the team, there's no.
You want that.
You want it, right?
It's gold,
right? You're not going to stand tall and say, "Hey, we really don't think you're a fan, so get out of here, state senator, or congressman, or senator." They're just playing this game, you know. They're playing the. It's even more so now because so many politicians feel like that either genuinely they feel like they have to chronicle every facet of their life. Or they really don't want to, but everybody else is doing it, so I got to jump on board.
Well, yeah, and I was talking about, you know, how it would help the Vikings. I'm looking at all these pictures, and I'm sort of looking around the edges of the frames to see whether I can find Executive Vice President Lester Bagley standing. I'm sure he's, like, escorting Walls onto the field to talk to J.J. McCarthy, you know, because don't forget, these people still, the Vikings would say, we don't want the fence, but they still, U.S. Bank Stadium still wants part of a secure perimeter around the building, and they want money for upgrades. So this is sort of also subtle lobbying on behalf of the team.
And if I was with the team, I'd be going along with it. You know,
absolutely.
All right, let's finish with a cheer, and this is about a frightening topic, ghost guns. You're talking about the involvement with the Senator Ron Latz from St. Louis Park. Go ahead and explain this one.
Well, the Supreme Court ruled this week that ghost guns don't need serial numbers. Ghost guns are guns you put together at home, either from a kit or from parts, or you print the parts and just create them on your own. The Supreme Court says state law doesn't require them to have serial numbers. And the court also said, hey, if you want to change this legislature, go ahead and do it. And I was happy to see that Senator Latz, who was the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and a very effective legislator on a lot of issues, already was out with, I'm going to introduce a bill to require ghost guns, to close this loophole, to require ghost guns to have serial numbers. So happy to see that, and I wouldn't bet against it. He's a very effective senator.
Yeah, bravo to that. I'm 100% for it. Your paper and many other media outlets over the last few years have talked about so many serious crime issues involving ghost guns, right? We're gonna have this debate about, you know, the everyday individual wants to protect themselves. I'm not trying to stop that. The hunter's not trying to stop that. But there are areas where you're allowing that element who's out intent to harm to have access. And without serial numbers on ghost guns, it made no sense to me. So I hope Minnesota is one of many states who tries to slow this down.
Right. And there's just there's so many unregulated guns on, you know, the market, Our communities are flooded with guns, as it is. We don't need to make it easier to obtain, to print your own gun and just carry it around.
Exactly. So. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk next week.
All right.
Rochelle Olson, Star Tribune. It's 29 past 2 on WCCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go. Am I Wrong Committee is ready. Can I just look at the TikTok the whole time, or do I have to pay attention?
Do what you want.
Okay.
That's all. As long as you say, Dave, you're right. You're so right.
I never
said
it once.
Amazing. Say that once again. Let's get a nice, clean cut of it. Would be nice. You knew this would be brought up today, I'm sure, after the news came yesterday. But it's not from me. This is not coming from me.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
Which committee member?
Dennis, who's been a Falcon Heights resident for, he says, 17 years.
Another one of the sports who goes, Dennis the Menace, you know what I mean?
And he says, Falcon Heights leaders, you should be ashamed of yourself. Charging $25 for people to park on the street in your fair town during the state fair. He laid out the problems last night to the committee.
Yeah.
We see his points. Number one, you charge everyone to park on the street during the fair. You're essentially then charging the residents of the neighborhood any guests they have to their home. You're charging them the $25 too. That's BS. That's garbage, number one. Number two, the bigger point, the city's taking away possible income from the people who want to use their properties to park cars on the lawn, do that thing, you know, put up that sign. Oh, college fund. Sure, it's been there 30 years.
And the signs are all there. Like, if you're driving street, maybe you have a parking spot. They basically get in your way to try to stop you to ruin their lawn for the rest of the year.
Is this your segment or mine?
I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you very much. Same college fund sign that's been there for 30 years. But you know what? Truth in parking, not necessary. The point is, now fairgoers know there's no hope for pre-parking in the area. Well, that just means more people are just going to go to the fair lots because it's a shorter walk. They'll do the park and rides. They'll carpool.
Is this the only, am I wrong? I mean, is it ever going to end?
The point is, you get fewer vehicles, and now Dennis's neighbors, they were the last resort for anyone frustrated that couldn't find parking. Now they might not even be that. Bottom line, Falcon Heights showing the greed by ransacking. Yes, ransacking, not just from the pockets of fairgoers, but also their own residents of that fair town.
Am I wrong?
I have a media parking spot. Next segment.
We're all very happy for you.
If everybody else is gouging, why can't the city gouge?
I'm not saying they
everybody
can't.
Everybody else.
I'm saying have some moral fiber. You're wrecking things for your own residents.
Who
the people
you?
That know,
who
you know what? This
Albert
is a pain
Lee
in the butt for 12
mayor?
Days of the year. But I'm going to make a little good out of it. I'm going to charge the $20, $30, whatever it is, to park on my lawn, make a couple grand.
You think that's all going to end?
I'm saying it's going to be harder.
I don't think so.
I do.
I bet it's going to be every bit as packed because the fair, this will just cause more people to go to the fair. It's all.
To pay more?
Well,
that's lunacy. I was at the meeting last night. I heard from Dennis. He's been talking to his neighbors.
It has an unending well of people willing to pay and pay and pay. Even the frugal cheapskates like you will bring your wife and your two lovely daughters when you know it's very expensive because you all have been fair hypnotized. I say Falcon Heights like Golden Valley like Crystal make some cash. If my town, let's be honest, outside of the fair, Falcon Heights, Lauderdale? We thinking about Falcon Heights and Lauderdale a lot?
I don't think of them much.
This
I think of them less
is
now.
Their time. It's gold, Jerry. Make some of the money. Why, again, should Mildred, living on Exxon Street, make the money, and me, the mayor, in charge of balancing the budget, why should I say, hey, I've got all these people who are coming from Woodbury, who normally couldn't care less about Falcon Heights because they want to wait in line for 9 hours for corn on the cob, which is just as good at all these, I'm going to take advantage of them.
Let me point out the fault in your soliloquy there, as beautiful as it was. Major fault. First of all, I will bring my kids and wife to the fair, but it will be with tickets that I take from Brad here, telling him they're for guests for the show. So don't say that I'm buying them tickets. And believe me, we bring nothing. We bring snacks from home for the kids and wife. Only I get to eat the fair food, okay? I'm not buying food for anybody
else.
That
part's true.
Thank you very much. ESPN taking heat this week. Over the big
you're
deal.
The heat is on again for this one?
Not yet, but I can if you'd like me to.
No, I don't.
Glenn Frey is waiting in the on-deck circle. The deal with the NFL taking
Glenn
over.
Glenn Frey, a man who I thought had some standards. Na-na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na. That was, I mean, seriously. How many drugs was he on with that? asinine song.
Focus with me. Focus.
This is not
rapid fire radio. Yeah. This is Am I Wrong? ESPN taking the heat over the deal with the NFL, taking over NFL Network, Red Zone Channel, other properties, folks saying.
The world.
Oh, it just shows ESPN is now fully and unashamedly in bed with the NFL. This is it. This is the finals. To all those people, wake up! Wake up! They've been in bed for decades. Get over it. The reason the deal was done, and specifically the reason why it was announced this week. Do you know why that is, Chad?
Whether I want to know or not, I'm about to find out.
Yeah, it's to cover up the real heinous crime ESPN is committing, perpetrating this time of year. Once again, broadcasting every game they possibly can of the Little League World Series.
Am I wrong? That sounded like one of my topics. There were four different tangents on it. You're 1,000% stumbled into some accuracy. You know the whole blind squirrel? Do we have a lot of blind squirrels?
I don't know.
The blind squirrel? I mean, I hope we don't.
Do we have any squirrel optometrists to help the problem?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how many blind squirrels do we have for that expression?
And how many nuts do they really find?
The leagues has these billion-dollar deals with these networks already. So this was going to be the one tipping point. You think Stephen A. is really going to change his approach? Do you think Pardon the Interruption is going to change their approach? The cheerleaders are already cheerleaders. They're going to be waving the NFL flag already. This isn't going to be the tipping point. And here's how many Little League games you should watch. If a family member is not involved, I'm done. That's it. Zero. So ESPN, stop televising them. None. Maybe a friend's kid. There you go. That's it. If you're going to a park.
Friend's kid? No.
Well, maybe they owe you money.
You know what? Even if your kid is slumping, turn it off.
Yeah. You like that idea? You know. If you're trying to sleep with somebody, you know, like, hey. Stacy, I want to support you, you know, when Barron is playing, so I'm going to show up.
Hey, Stacy and Barron.
Yeah, exactly. Common names, you know. Little League World Series. If you're watching it, I mean, get a hobby.
First of all, Barron's a soccer player. We know that, okay?
Hey, he's tall.
Should play
tall.
Basketball. Wanted to play basketball. The kid loves soccer. Can't get him away.
That's it. That's all he
can't get him off the pitch.
That's all he knows about.
I think it's okay to watch the Little League World Series because it's fun to see, like, these spoiled little brats cry when they lose or when they commit an error.
That'll rally more people to your side.
I love that.
It's also a man who's bitter about how many trips he made to Blaine and is so he's going to miss his kids desperately. Like, Blaine, dead to me from Jason DeRusha in the soccer community. Am I wrong? Jason's ready to get on the prowl
now.
Look at the button situation we've got going here.
And this is not even like...
Wearing an afghan?
This is just the shirt. Wearing an afghan.
It's a lot of holes in that thing.
There are a lot. Are there a lot of chests I'm seeing?
Mesh.
I thought that
loose
you would
mesh.
Be proud of me.
I like it.
Tonight, I'm going to the Twins game.
Oh, and you're not wearing a jersey.
I'm not wearing a jersey. Yes. Okay. That's just for Chad.
Can I ask the next question?
Sure.
Why?
Why am I going to the game?
Yeah.
Jamie Yukis is in town.
Oh, that's right.
And she is bringing, I don't know, Yukis, you know,
she's
God
mad
bless
at me because I didn't play enough of a part with the tickets.
Well, God bless her, but she likes to send us a text.
Yeah.
And like, do you have a hookup?
Yeah.
And
so
she's
tonight's
like,
the
I'm
night.
Bringing 14 people.
Yeah. Like, can I get free tickets?
Right.
Do you have a section available?
But the station came through as not a free ticket, but a thank you for her contributions to your show.
I know. I've helped before.
I asked and they said yes.
Yes.
One of those two.
I could lie and say I really played a part behind the scenes.
I think you did. I believe you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, normally if I would have played a part, I would have got the text too. Come on down. Now I didn't.
You didn't.
Yeah. So.
Well, there will be 18 people.
Yeah. I'm busy. What do you got? What's next?
Nice of you to come back to the segment here.
Okay.
It's good thing your
lettuce threw me off.
There's a lot, but when I put this shirt on, I was like,
can't.
Is this
you're right.
I guess that's just the shirt.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big moment on the show as it is every year in a few weeks. song of the summer.
Yeah, it's well, so funny. I looked up some contenders last night.
I was looking up contenders the last couple weeks, listening to a little more top 40, seeing perhaps what I've missed, knowing that it is big day coming up. Chad and Jason together in front of that massive fair crowd, all in anticipation of what these two aging white talk show host dorks will say about today's popular music and the crop
of summer
jams. Do we use the
word dork enough?
Anyway, after listening, as I said, and doing my own research, I
think I know where you're going.
Came to realize that music, big music, is failing us this year. Absolutely, completely failing. As far as a true song of the summer, I think so far what we've got is kind of an abomination. Not that the music is bad, but there's nothing that screams summer out there. Absolutely nothing at the top of the charts. Big music, unless you pull a rabbit out of your hat over the next 2 weeks, you've failed not only us, but America.
Am I wrong?
God, it pains me to say this, but you're right on, because this Ordinary song,
ugh,
no way is that a summer song.
No.
The Morgan Wallen, I know Morgan Wallen's on fire and the songs are popular. They don't scream summer to me either. Where's She Boozy?
Oh.
Where's Watermelon Sugar? Come on, where are summer songs?
John Bream just did a story on this in the Strib, and he came to the same conclusion. That
he followed us. That's how Bream normally rolls.
He gets excused.
Although the committee is clearly following the article that showed up either earlier this week or last week.
Oh, you can knock that off right now.
Yeah. Just saying.
Committee's independent.
I would say you're right. Sorry. Next.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that segment in a couple weeks.
We'll come up with some stuff. Yeah. I'm kind of over Sabrina Carpenter, though.
I am too.
Yeah. With you.
And I don't think her song is even close. If Espresso was this summer, it'd be the runaway leader, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got time.
Yeah, we got a new piece that was about tipping in the United States, ranking the states as far as how we do tipping specifically at counter service restaurants.
Look at who I'm surrounded by for the tipping debate.
Minnesota came in at number 30 in the country, averaging 16% tips on counter service, which is an absolute abomination. Counter service, 10% at most. And keep in mind, 16, we're talking, that's your average. It means half of the people leaving more, in some cases a lot more, to make up for all the no counter service tipping patriots out there. Minnesotans, complain all you want about tip hounding. You are part of the problem.
Am I wrong?
Dave Harrigan, you pick up food. You're headed out to Woodbury, and Lindsay says, not making, picking up food. And it's $50, which for you is a lot, as cheap as you are. How much of a tip you leave?
What restaurant am I going to?
Well, a very unique,
I'm not giving them any
kind one in Woodbury that's family-owned.
It's family-owned, and I know the family well.
No.
Oh, then they're not getting a dime.
Not a dime, even
I'm
for picking
paying
food.
For the food. That's what I'm already paying for. You gave me no service.
Like Sam, my youngster, is at Lotus in Maple Grove for the next hour and a half.
Yeah.
Expoing and working up front. If you went to pick up food from my son, wouldn't you like drop a $5 in the tip jar?
It was your son. I demand he'd pay me. I'd pull from that jar.
The numbers are too high, but you still
should
tip some.
The complaining people do about tipping, it's like, you know what? You guys should lock yourself in your basement and shut up. So much complaining.
We're the good neighbor.
Woo! Lock yourself in a basement.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.